Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vadhani Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I've handed the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Neha. Good afternoon, everyone. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. From the management today, we have Dr. Sanjay Kumar Jha, CMD, Mr. N. Gauri Sankararao, Director of Finance, and Mr. T. Muthukumar, Director of P&L. Without much ado, I would invite Dr. Jha for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yes. Good afternoon, all the participants, investors, stakeholders, and my dear colleagues who are joining today for this conference call. We are here to discuss about the Q1 results of Mr. Dhatu Nigam Limited. And I already, I think, financial data is available with you, so I need not repeat this. But just to give the highlights or the reason for there are certain changes in the figures compared to the Q1 of the previous year, we had some of the issues that in our system, earlier, the inventory used to be in the large quantity, the work in progress. So that was less in this year from the starting. So that is where we have seen some impact coming on our revenue earnings for this quarter. And also, we had some issue regarding some of the equipment we have taken for the annual shutdown in the initial period because once you start the year, better to go for some of the old equipment revamping and modernization. So those things have affected our VOP also. So in nutshell, I would say that this quarter is basically the building the base. But definitely, based on this base, we are going to have the good growth coming in the Q2. So this is what we have, we can say, at this juncture. But in addition to that, export in this quarter has been, I think, the highest compared to the earlier quarters. It's coming around 17, around 20 crores around we have got the export. So export is started almost 10% of our revenue earnings for this quarter. And it is a good sign, and now we are expecting that with the same trend we wanted to continue for this year. So this much only I can add here. But if you have, I'll be rather be more interested to take the questions coming from the investors and the stakeholders on our performance. Over to you.
Thank you so much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Nvest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Congrats for good set of numbers. My question is on demand side. What is the current and the projected demand outlook for the industry, and what factors are contributing to this demand?
Demand-wise, I see it is a very good opportunities because, as you know, the defense sector is picking up, and last year also we have crossed more than 1,25,000 crores our defense production, and also we had the highest level of export in the defense of 21,000 crores. So I am expecting that similar growth is expected in this year also. So parallelly, that will reflect on the demand from the industry like Medani also as far as the raw material is concerned. So this is the one side of the defense. Other side, there are many programs are coming where we have done earlier our work advanced ultra-supercritical thermal power plants. So last time you have might have seen in the budget that government has given a go-ahead for advanced ultra-supercritical thermal power plant, AUSCC, acronym AUSCC. So that also is going to come in the country. And in addition to that, there are plans to go for a small size of modular reactor, SMR, in the nuclear power plant. And defense space also, I think today only that SSLV, the launch, third launch has been quite successful. So this will also pay for another way for going for more and more launches in the country for the commercial satellites. So these are the outlook for coming from the different industries where Medani is involved. In addition to that, export market also is a possibility is there because many supply chain coming from the European side and all is getting affected. So I see overall that by when I look, our already my order book is almost 1700 crores and 1740 crores, and we are expecting orders of almost this year also we are going to book similar way almost 1100 crores orders are in the pipeline. So I don't see order wise, inflow wise not bad. It's a good sign.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a little interested in that small reactor that you mentioned with respect to your reply to the previous question. So just wanted to understand what kind of participation we will have in this particular project, and when do you think that, you know, this will start actually?
One area that in this program of SMRs, parallel to this type of program which is going for the commercial operation, in the other areas also we have worked in developing some of the materials. Because what happens is that materials what you will develop for the previous programs similar to that will be utilized for this type of reactors. So what I am trying to emphasize here, that already technology materials are well established for as far as the Medani is concerned. So as and when this project starts picking up, we'll get this requirement coming in the future. But time when they are going to launch and all, I think a lot of developmental work is going on right now. And some of the materials already we are supplying in that program. Not precisely for the commercial reactors, for developmental one. So this is an ongoing process. And the volume of the work which is coming from or the orders coming will be decided based on the future projections coming from the Department of Atomic Energy, what they are going to announce. I think it is yet to come that how many players are going to participate in that and what will be the mode of financing for that type of reactors.
Okay, that's helpful, sir. The second question is essentially on if I look at the value of production, last quarter also you indicated that, you know, you would be now rationalizing the inventory. You don't want to inventory to pile up.
This quarter also we saw value of production going down. Now, while you mentioned in your prepared remarks that it is also because of the planned equipment maintenance, but are we still looking at rationalizing the inventory or we are done with that?
I not say it is. Basically, we see that inventory has to be controlled at the normally we count in the end of the financial year, but now quarterly basis also we are monitoring. And that's why you can see that last year to this year, almost we have the drop of our inventory, almost build-up is only 47 crores in this quarter. Compared to the last year, it was almost 107 crore was there. So this we have tried to reduce it. Our effort is to reduce it, and it will continue. It should be a regular effort. It cannot be done only for a specific quarter. Should be on regular basis, and yearly we'll be going to make it on the lower side only.
Okay, sir, two quick questions on the capacity part. So, where are we with respect to the development of bulletproof jacket Garuda? And what is the status of our expansion project in titanium?
Garuda, first I'll talk about Garuda. Garuda only we did last year, we made first quarter if you see the last financial year. Garuda was occupying a good space. Almost we have the 30 plus crore for Garuda only. But then we have to do certain modification in the supply, which we have started doing now. So this year we will be more in the domestic from the Garuda. Complete things will be processed and completed in this year only. So in that already 100 we have supplied with the modification, and rest of the numbers are in the pipeline. So Garuda will be already, it has gone into the application now use. But once we complete the entire supply, then only will be. But based on that experience, now Medhani is also enabled to participate in other requirements, which are lower than the requirement specification for other things like normal requirement for the armed forces. So we are participating in that now.
And titanium mill?
Titanium plant also, we had one new furnace. I think you are talking about the new VAR, which already it is under commissioning. It was only problem with that initial stage that titanium melting was not getting stabilized. So now it has almost work is going on. So this will be almost we have come to the stage of completion now.
But our ultimate aim and the I think the space is enough to support some 5,000 tons of capacity, if I'm not mistaken.
5,000 capacity of?
Titanium.
No, not 5,000. 5,000 is very. I think it was earlier 500. Right now it is 500. But this will increase to almost two times once we are adding this facility.
Okay, and after this, so it will be like after adding this facility, titanium will be 1,000 tons.
Correct.
And there is a space to add another 500.
Exactly. True.
Okay, so in all it will be 1,500. Okay, got it. Got it. Certain questions pertaining to the results. So what would be the revenue breakup between super alloys, titanium, and specialty steel? Why I'm asking this question? Because after an increase in EBITDA margin in last quarter, we again saw EBITDA margin coming down in this quarter. So just wanted to understand the product mix part of it.
What is that? 8%.
6% titanium, super alloy 19%, magnesium steel 25%.
Yeah. In fact, if you see that titanium is around 8% in this quarter, and super alloy is 19%. It was 14% in the previous quarter of, that is, means 23. Now this year 24-25, now it is 19%. So Supralize has increased, there is a further increase in Supralize. Titanium also has increased from 5% to 8%. Margin still marginally almost in the same 25% earlier, 26%. Special steel has gone up from 29% to 39%.
Okay, and that's the reason for our margins essentially going down.
Not margin, not essentially because of this. Margin is because of two counts. One is that our sales could have been on the higher side, then it is okay. Because already your fixed cost is there. Huh? So only that if the fixed cost is already there, if you increase more revenue or turnover, your profitability margin will be more.
Okay, got it. Got it, sir. Another question is on essentially the order book composition. So if you could split this order book into applications, that is how much we have from space, how much we have from defense, and the other part, railways and all, that would be helpful.
I'll give you the percentage wise, but basically what we have here, that almost today, almost 80%, I will say, 80% is coming from the defense only, 75-80% defense. The space is very less, the space is hardly 6-7%, 10% around, 10% is coming from there.
Okay.
And export is coming to around another 5% is there from this export. Order book. Armor is almost 10%. Of course, armor I was in the defense only.
Okay.
But grade wise also we have special space around more than 700 crores out of 1740. Titanium almost 345 crores order is there. Superalloys we have 314, margining 150. So like that order distribution is there. Special steel is taken the highest.
Okay. Okay.
Special steel is going to talk, there is a variety of grades which we apply to the different programs.
Yeah. Okay. Neha, maybe you can take the next question, please.
Yeah, sure, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Poddar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, if we look at the margins, which used to be 30% in 22-23, it had come down to 18% in 24. And more like 14 in 25. So what kind of a sustainable number should we assume which you can achieve?
For this 24-25?
Yes, sir, 24-25, and you know, what can sustain business going forward in 25-26 and 26-27 also, sir? Any range if you can give us based upon the order book?
I have seen many. What has happened last year also, you have seen the, it was basically controlled by the raw material. So in the current scenario, basically the raw material plays a very vital role. And we are finding that part is getting a lot of disturbance. So far up to this quarter it is consistent, but you don't know what will be in the future. So we have to wait, and then we'll try to maximize that, our profitability. And raw material is one thing, I cannot store everything and keep as, and then we can decide. Normally if you buy the raw material, you know the cost. Based on that, you decide that what will be your profit margin, because the order book is there. So that is the one, keeping those things variable in the future. Other things will be in the similar range, whatever we have done the last year. Probably we will try to improve it in this year, let us see. So last year we have done a lot of work in controlling our work in progress or inventory, such. So if that thing, I think this year we'll have that impact will not be there.
So last year, like, it was 18% for the full year.
Uh-huh.
That becomes a base and you try to improve on that number.
Correct, correct.
right? But obviously the 23 number, the 22 number that you achieved of 29-30%, that is something was difficult to achieve again.
That figure was basically that you have piled up a lot of inventory. So definitely your production is higher and that is getting reflected in the balance sheet. These things we are not going to do now.
Understood.
So those things, if you are keeping it necessarily, it will reflect that your earning side. But basically that this has to be controlled.
Understood. And so this order book we have of 1760 crores as end of June, what, you know, is the execution period for this?
All are not, see, some of the orders are going to complete in 3 months also, 4 months also, and in some cases for the next 2 years also. But the majority of things we are going to finish in 1.5 years.
Okay.
Maximum, I'll say the maximum time, 1.5 years.
And so this titanium, you mentioned that in the order book it is 345 crores.
Uh-huh.
When the current expansion that we are having from 500 tons to about 1,000 tons, what kind of revenue can we do, you know, once the entire mill is operational? And what is your sense, whether you could do the entire 1,000 tons or it will be at a lower utilization levels?
In fact, titanium, whatever I have shown you, is only that indicative. Many expected orders are there in titanium. So right now we are not booking also certain orders because of the lack of our capacity and input material. So for that order is not the limitation, it is only that how much you are able to execute. And this 345 ton is a finished product I am giving. There are various conditions that in some of the product it will be recovery, yield will be 30%, some place yield will be 50%. So to your input, what we have decided that input will depend on that what type of orders you are having. So these figures are basically indicative, not the final one. So our processing of the sponge or the ingot will depend that what type of product we are going to serve.
So just to clarify this a little better, this 345 crore, this is how many tons underlying titanium? And also...
No, I told 345 titanium only.
Oh, so this 345 tons is the quantity. Okay. And sir, theoretically out of 1,000 tons, how much maximum can you do? Can you do the entire 1,000 tons or it will be lower number?
So the tons... around it will be, you can take around 700.
700 in hand.
But 1 crore, yeah, 50 lakhs. 50 lakhs will be done, na?
50 lakhs.
If you take 500.
5,000.
Okay. So this 345 will convert to almost around 700 crores. 700 crores.
700 tons.
And for 700 tons order, we have to, capacity is only 500. So additional capacity is being added. And also we are expecting similar amount of order is expected in titanium again.
Okay. So this is for the domestic customer, and also if you can give an understanding on the margins, will titanium have a better margins than the other products?
Yeah, yeah. Even the better margin. Titanium margin is going to have the better margin. Yes.
Understood. And so this order is from aerospace customer?
Multiple is there. Defense and aerospace put together.
Space also.
And some amount of space also. But majority of things are the defense and aerospace.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my questions again. So, sir, just wanted to understand that how much revenue this quarter was booked from Rohtak Armored Factory, and white plate mill, and what is our expectation for the year?
Rohtak, we have booked 158 crore. Generation of revenue is very less from Rohtak. It was only, in fact, whatever the major last, compared to the last year and this year, as I told initially only, Hyderabad, the performance was the same whatever we have with the last quarter also, last financial year. In fact, slightly better only. So, the revenue which has come from the Rohtak is less compared to the previous year because of that order was not, that we are executing on the order for which we did some, again, I said, no, some modification in that work. So that we have done, but this year, this quarter was very less. But now we are planning for this complete year will be around 100 crores. Yeah.
And white plate mill?
White plate mill order booking.
Yes.
Booking
order
this year. We'll be, revenue will be 200 crores. But order booking in this quarter, is not there much. There will be some titanium there. Around 80 crores will be there.
Okay, so that means around 300 crores revenue we are expecting from Rohtak and white plate mill. Okay, that is helpful. Sir, another question is essentially what are the major platforms that we are expecting to participate in the future? You mentioned the titanium, you know, in response to previous question that the great demand. So, just wanted to understand where are we participating in this? And also, if you could just highlight in the aerospace, also it is in media reports that, you know, the GE414 engine, the factory is getting expedited. So, what kind of participation can we look from there?
First of all, titanium we are also going to provide, in fact, in the LCA for Tejas. For Tejas, there are many, the requirements are coming that normally for the 97 aircraft and all, they are going to get the material from us. In addition to that, we also have a requirement from the, again from HAL only, for their, some of the strategic programs. So that also, already order we have received, that is, is going to continue in the future. In addition to that, there are some other strategic program which is for Indian Navy. So for that also, we are expecting some orders from titanium. So titanium distribution is going from the aero, sea, and many others coming from from the missile sector also, because recently from BrahMos also we have got one order of around 38 crores order we have received. So like that, these things are flowing now. But I am, as your question regarding this GE Aerospace, we are now trying to get qualified first our raw material, for which 2-3 grades already we have supplied and they have used, they have given that certification, they have cleared our material. So now we are trying to get certified as an organization for that GE Aerospace. So both GE Aerospace and Pratt & Whitney work is going on, but that is only for the stage of certification by your organization. But the orders will flow, or once your material get qualified and you are in that range. So for that, NADCAP certification is very important. So NADCAP certification, now we are on the verge of getting completed. Some of the equipments we are expecting for that, so already that equipments have been commissioned. Our people have been trained for NADCAP. Now we are expecting a final audit. Pre-audit is required. Pre-audit work is expected soon. Then we have the final audit by the approving agencies. which is the UK-based agency is there. So that we are going to. UK or US? Please. US?
Yes.
US. US agency.
Turning to exports, which seems to have picked up significantly due to our efforts over over a period of time. So, out of the total revenue that we might get this year, how much is it expected to be from exports? That is the first question. And then the exports that we did in this quarter, can you give a basic idea which all platforms they were for, which all countries we supplied to? Anything, any more color that you can give on that?
You are talking about the full year, whatever we have done, or only for this quarter?
So what is the target for full year? For the quarter, you mentioned that exports were...
So we have targeted 150 crores.
Okay.
150, that is 10% of our turnover we are targeting. And coming to that places where we are, that forms, we have supplied to G Aerospace, one grade. Then Israel also we have supplied. So this for the scope metals, Israel we have given. Then also we have given to Turkey also we have given.
Okay. Okay. There was a discussion around having a fasteners plant. So is that plant, what is the progress regarding that and when we would be able to set it up?
Fastener plant, majority of experts already it has come and it has been tested. And we have already extracted some 2-3 equipments from the Indian source. But meanwhile, without those equipments also, the work, we have taken some trial. And we are trying to see that how we can meet the requirement of imported fasteners coming from, for HAL. So that we have got some trial is going on. So we will apprise you whenever we get some major one. But our target is to do for that platform and as well as for the our LCA and for MCA. So all these things are in plan. But full phase plant will be coming from the October, November only to start.
Okay. Okay, that's helpful. So regarding armor plate, now we have several navy plates, naval platforms that are coming up. Mazagon is delivering vessels in the next generation corvette program is expected to come up. P-75, P-75I. So are we also developing some armor plates for these vessels and also for LCH? AON has already been issued, so will we be involved in the development of that? If so, what would be the approximate market size or market potential for this?
The armor plate is used for the naval application, you are telling.
Yeah.
Naval applications, they are not using the armored steel. They will be using the steel for naval steels are totally different. And in case of all ships coming for Mezgonda, the steel is coming exclusively from the OEM. They are only supplying the steels. And they have not given the permission, as per my understanding is there, to develop within the country. Probably if they are going for the new deal, which is going to be announced or they are in talk, in that only it may come that some of the Indian nation, they can give it to the Indian companies. So we have to, we have to see that requirement. Armor is still basically being used for your arm vehicles, then morcha, tanks. But those things already our steels are being used, and one by one we are, certain grades we are developing and under certification also, because you need certification for any new facility. So those things are in the process. But as far as armor steel is concerned, for our own requirements, for Midhani's own requirements, we are producing in Hyderabad and then giving to the Rostock. And recently we have also got some orders from domestic companies for their supplying the armored steel. So this also we are executing, trying to execute now. There are many developments which we have taken. Recently also we have developed the armored steel of very low thickness, that is 4.5 mm. Normally in the market 6 mm thickness plate are being used. So this 4.5 is meeting the all the requirements, means resistance against the bullets as it is being for the 6 mm. So we are hopeful that that will be another unique product from Medhani. So we are expecting some initial orders also from some of domestic requirements. So this is how we are approaching towards the armors. There are many other developments which is going on. So we will be giving you that all entire information as and when it is available.
So are we also involved in Zorawar development and FICV that will come up in the future?
FICV is basically that there the entire armoring itself is a totally different, not coming from the conventional army. But we are trying to have one tie-up with BML also is a part of that. So we had one round of discussion in that. So if the requirement of steels are there from that project, we'll be developing ourselves.
Okay, so the last question from my side, what kind of revenue growth we can expect in this year, given that there are so many developments that are happening? I mean, they will take time, of course. But for this year, what kind of revenue growth should be penciled in?
Last year, we have seen around 23%. So we'll be in a similar range this year also.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit for closing comments.
Yes, thanks everyone for attending the call this afternoon. I would also like to thank the management for sparing their time for interacting with us. I will now invite Dr. Jha for closing remarks, if any. Over to you, sir.
I will ask Director of Finance to give the closing remarks. Our Director of Finance will give the closing remarks.
Thank you all for attending the investors meet. As you have seen, Medhani in the first quarter, maybe the performance is a little bit compared to the previous year, first quarter. It will fall in because of the various revampings we are doing. We expect from the second quarter onwards, it will be improved further. And also, we are bringing this titanium also, this new facility is coming up. And fasteners also, we will be implementing in the September, October. With that, the business will go up. Only thing is, to reduce the inventory, we are not producing fully. Since we are already controlling, we will see and do some activity by increasing the revenue, and we are also getting the orders. We hope there will be a good growth, good prosperity will be there for Medhani. This is what from management side. I thank each and every one who has attended this conference call, investors call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.